Number two, emotional risk. This risk tends to be highest during periods of market extremes, when emotion and impulse are more likely to affect our investing decisions. But whether it's getting overly excited when stocks are on a tear, or too pessimistic when the market is taking a beating, letting your emotions sway your investing strategy can inflict real damage on your retirement prospects. One way to manage this risk is to set, and then preferably put in writing, so you'll be more likely to stick to it, an asset allocation strategy that will increase your chances of being able to ride out stocks' ups and downs without reacting rashly to them. A risk-tolerance asset allocation tool like the free version Vanguard offers can help you come up with such an asset mix. Whatever stocks, bonds, blend you ultimately decide on, make sure you rebalance occasionally to ensure that gains or losses in different holdings don't cause your portfolio to stray too far from your target mix. Third and final item, longevity risk. You might think that this risk, which is essentially the possibility that you could live much longer and spend a lot more time on retirement than expected, would be an issue only after you retire. The danger, of course, is that if you underestimate how long you might live, as many people do, you might spend down your nest egg too quickly and outlive your savings. But longevity risk can also come into play during your working years. If you assume you need to save enough during your career to support you for 20 years after you leave your job, and you actually end up living 25 or 30 years in retirement, you're not going to accumulate nearly enough savings to maintain your pre-retirement standard of living throughout your post-career life. It's impossible to know exactly when you're going to shuffle off this mortal coil, but you can get a more realistic sense of how long you may be around by going to the Actuary's Longevity Illustrator. With these estimates in hand, you will be able to better assess how much you want to be saving during your career and how much you can safely afford to spend once you're retired. Of course, you won't entirely eliminate longevity risk, but you'll be much better equipped to deal with it.